sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, now float back to childhood. You find yourself in a perfect place to grow up. Totally safe. And now imagine a perfect nurturer. So it's kind of like an ideal parent. This should not be based on your actual parents. So now this perfect nurturer comes to you. And then now notice how you feel safe and secure in their presence. How that they're very sweetly interested in you in a way that feels totally safe, trustworthy, friendly. Notice how you feel secure. And then now imagine that this has been your parent ever since you were born, so you know them very, very well, very familiar with them. Now we're going to move into working on compassion. So now bring up some source of upset, something that really has hurt you. And this can be from your current adult life, even though you're imagining that you're a child. Go ahead and bring that up now. And now let it actually upset you. Like feel the upset in the emotional system, in the body. And now the perfect nurturer sees that. They see that you're upset. You kind of lean in and tilt the head. They fully acknowledge the upset. And now, and you can actually do this out loud. You're all muted, so you can actually do this out loud. Actually give voice to whatever it is that is upsetting. And then have the perfect nurturer listen to you really sweetly with this desire to understand and help, and even help you get it out. Take a minute with that now. They totally get it. And it makes sense that you would be upset about this. Of course you are. Of course you're upset. That's right. And now really feel into what it's like to be seen and known and acknowledged in your upset. Of course you're upset about this. Anybody would be. And you can see in their eyes that they get it. And now they also physically soothe you in just the right way. It's like, yeah, there is this suffering. There is this struggle. You have struggled. And they totally get it. And you can also see on their part, there is this, we'll say, attitude of, how can I help? What can I do to help you feel better? And now keep giving voice to whatever is unfinished about this source of suffering for you. That's right. And again, they physically soothe you in just the right way. And now one more time, give voice to what feels unfinished. And they're going to listen. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. And you can really take that in. So go ahead and develop that scene. They're going to tell you just the thing that you need to hear in order to feel better. Go ahead with that. That's right. And you can really take that in. Okay, good. Good. And now you're starting to feel better. The perfect nurturer has been tending to you, attuned to you, comforted you. And now you really are starting to feel a little bit lighter around all this. Now really feel into that. That's right. And now they see that you're feeling better. And that you feel better is such a delight. It is such a source of happiness for them. They're so happy. And now feel how this happiness is a shared experience. Feel how this reinforces a sense of closeness and family and belonging. That's right. Now make a deep impression of this. And now, see how this is further clarified to you. What is compassion? See how also you recognize on an experiential level, it's like, wow, you really get the benefits of this. See how also you are on board with wanting to cultivate this so that you benefit and that others around you benefit. See that. And now for just a moment, see your real adult life unfolding, going into the future. And notice how much easier life will be now that you're really tuned in to compassion and that your capacity for compassion is so much greater. Go ahead and imagine that for just a moment. Okay, good, good. Now I'm making a deep impression of that. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.